Well, good evening, brothers and sisters. I've been asked by Bob and Barney and Jeannie to share the good news tonight, and I think I do have some good news. I actually pulled something out of the Bible. So I'd like you to join me in looking at this good news. What I want to do tonight is I want to look at or review the benefits of speaking in tongues. And this was the most exciting thing that happened to me after I got born again. And you know that Bob has shared about it. Other men and women have shared about it. But when you go into the Word, you'll find out, you'll start reliving what had happened to you during your walk and your new birth. And so I kind of want to share that with you. And it comes out in the benefits of speaking in tongues. So the first one we want to cover is in Romans chapter 8. Take your Bible. Follow along on your phone if you have one. Hope you can keep up with me because I'll be going quick. Romans chapter 8 says, so when you're born again, you got the Spirit, right? So Romans chapter 8, verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And boy, isn't that wonderful to know that you have a witness within when you speak in tongues? It's God's Spirit bearing witness with your spirit that you're an actual son or daughter of God. And not only are you an actual member of his family, you're an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. There's an inheritance coming down the road, and we get to have some of that. We get to join in that. We're going to have just as much as Jesus Christ has. Next one we want to look, isn't that exciting? The next one is 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And another one of the great benefits that I thought, because I like working out, and if you work out enough, you get big and strong physically. Well, one of the great benefits of speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, if you go there, verse four, first part of the verse, it says, he that speaketh in a tongue, in an unknown tongue or a tongue, edifieth himself. Edifies. You get edified when you speak in tongues. You get built up. You get strengthened. Now, Ephesians chapter 3 talks about something similar. Go to Ephesians chapter 3 real quick. Well, maybe not quick. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. Let me get there. 3:14 says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. So you can be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the man, by speaking in tongues. You can build yourselves up, get big and strong, big and fat spiritually. And in Jude, Revelation, way back in the last part of the Bible, Jude, as a verse, talks about building yourselves up. Verse 20. But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, which means speaking in tongues. So speaking in tongues is good to build ourselves up spiritually. And I want to get big and fat spiritually. I want to get strong. Won't you? Isn't that wonderful? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Verse 2 says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, well, sometimes it can be known, unknown to the speaker, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries or divine secrets. So when you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking divine secrets with Almighty God. Let me ask you, how many secrets do you think God has to talk over with his children? An innumerable, wouldn't you say? Acts chapter 2. Go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, all the way. Acts 2. And verse 11, well, we'll start in verse 7. Now, this was on the original day. This is on the day of Pentecost for the original outpouring, the first time it was ever given. And present, while the apostles were speaking in tongues, were all these believers at the Pentecost celebration that was going on at the time. And they were in the area, in the temple, where the apostles were speaking in tongues for the very first time. They heard this going on. And what amazes me in this record in Acts chapter 2 is that there were all these different, well, let's read it, Acts chapter 2, verse 8, start verse 8, and here's the result of what they heard, how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews, and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So when you speak in tongues, you're speaking the wonderful works of God. And you're speaking divine secrets. In Acts chapter 10, another record. Acts chapter 10, and this was when the Apostle Paul, I mean Peter, sorry, this is when the Apostle Peter was talking to the Gentiles for the first time about the new birth. And as he was teaching the Gentiles in Acts, in this household of Cornelius, this is what happened to them. Verse 4, well, let's start 45. Acts 2:45 says, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So, when they were speaking in tongues, they were magnifying God. And you know what it is to magnify something? You put something under a magnifying glass, it makes it bigger. It comes more to life. So if you want to make God bigger in your life, if you want, then speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. It'll get big for you in a hurry. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans chapter 8. Look at this benefit of speaking in tongues. Or what happens when you speak in tongues. Romans 8. Oh, I'm not even past that. Oops. Verse 26, Romans 8, 26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he or it, the gift of Holy Spirit in us, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It helps us in our prayer life. It helps us to pray perfectly. You know, I don't always know what to pray when about somebody. Maybe they're on the other side of the country. You know, I got family up in Seattle. I pray for them, but I don't know what they're going through. I don't know all their details of their lives because I don't live up there. But I have this great lever of prayer, and so do you, in speaking in tongues. And the Spirit itself helps our infirmity when we don't know what to pray for. We speak in tongues, and the Spirit will fill in the blanks for us. Isn't that wonderful? Wonderful. Oh, here's one that's just a dandy to me. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Verse 23, and this is Jesus Christ speaking. Oh, verse 22, let's start in verse 22, chapter 4. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour coming is coming, the hour cometh, and now is when the true worshipers shall. The word shall is absolute. Shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And boy, I tell you, if that's true, if speaking in tongues is true worship, if that's the way God really wants to be worshiped, and he does, then he's got quite a few people that I know of that speak in tongues and bless his wonderful heart. That must melt his heart when he hears speaking in tongues. I'll bet it does. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Roam on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians 14. Verse 15. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. So you can pray with the understanding, and you can pray with the Spirit. You can speak in tongues. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. I got to admit, I don't do too much singing with the Spirit. Maybe you do. I think my wife likes to sing in tongues quite a bit, especially when she's in the car by herself. She's admitted that to me. So you can sing in sing with the understanding, and you can sing with the Spirit. You can sing in tongues. And verse 16 says, when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks? Seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest, for thou verily givest thanks well. But the other is not edified. So in 1 Corinthians 14, it says that thou verily givest thanks well. The greatest way that God wants to be thanked for all his blessings on your life is praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues. And, you know, I love it when my kids say thanks or thank you, Dad, for letting me use the car tonight. I like that. blesses my heart. So you think that God gets blessed with that? I'm sure he does. Let's go to, I think we've read this again, but I think I've covered this. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Romans, back to Romans 8. Let's look at it again. Yeah, we've read this again, but I'd like to read it again just because it's so cool. The Spirit itself, Romans 8, 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, the heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. So when you're speaking in tongues, it's just great to know that God is bearing witness with my spirit and with your spirit when you speak in tongues, that you're his child, you belong to his family. Wow. You it's just a beautiful, it's just an unbelievable thing to think that I belong to God Almighty. I never would have thought back many years ago, never would have thought it, but it's happened. It's happened. Another thing that speaking in tongues is good for is when you're praying for others, intercessory prayer. And this is one of the great levers of prayer. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans 8, 26. We're there. Likewise, and this is regarding intercessory prayer. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he, verse 27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he, or it, makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So you can use speaking in tongues as intercessory prayer, not only for yourselves, but for other members in the family, or maybe just other members of your earthly family, like my earthly family up north in Seattle, speaking in tongues for them much. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And Ephesians chapter 6 is an unbelievable chapter, especially the verses where it talks about putting on the whole armor of God so that we can stand in evil day and having done all withstand. After we put on all the armor that it talks about, it asks us to do something, asks us to take action. And our action is in verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So put on the whole armor of God and speak in tongues much for your brothers and sisters and for situations that come up in your life. What a wonderful thing. There's one other benefit I'd like to cover that I think is absolutely cool. And it talks about this in Isaiah, verse 28. Isaiah, verse 28. And you can just listen to this. I got it in front of me. Isaiah verse 28, verse 11, for stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. And that's a prophecy concerning speaking in tongues. Where it says this stammering, this language, this other tongue, that would be a rest. It would be a refreshing. And of course, when Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he refers to this section, and it says, in the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, saith the Lord. Wherefore, tongues are for a sign. So when you speak in tongues, it's great rest. It's great rest to your soul. When you speak in tongues, it's proof that you confess Jesus Christ is Lord in your life. And you believe that God raised him from the dead. It's proof in your life that the promises of God concerning the accomplished work of Jesus Christ really have come true. And you can partake in all of those. Speaking in tongues is that big. It's that big. And of course, maybe the last thing that I want to mention about speaking in tongues is what we doing in these fellowships is we're speaking in tongues and interpreting along with prophecy to build each other up. Wow. That we have that privilege to do in a public meeting or in a fellowship of like-minded believers is just phenomenal. And boy, in the days and times that we have been mixed up in the last few months, what a great blessing it is that we've been able to gather together maybe not in person, but gather together over the magic of phones and iPads and computers and still fellowship on a limited basis and hear great messages of God through the manifestations that Bob, like Bob mentioned. So that's what I kind of wanted to share, a little review about speaking in tongues. And that's it.